What makes people more or less honest at work? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Schoffe, assistant professor of accounting and finance at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, discusses this question focusing on immigrants to the U.S.
Immigrants in the United States are essential to the foundation of American culture. However, many immigrants maintain substantial ties to their home countries. In this research into employee honesty, we wonder what happens to the behavior and ethics of immigrant workers in the United States when violent unrest occurs in their country of origin. On the one hand, home country unrest could prompt immigrants to more frequently bend or break rules due to stress, anger, or fear, as well as desire to earn more money to send to loved ones back home. Alternatively, home country turmoil could lead to immigrants feeling grateful to be in a safe place, and these pro-social emotions tend to predict more honest behavior. To determine an answer, my co-author and I used data from a labor force made up of more than 90% immigrants, New York City taxi cab drivers. The study focuses on Egypt's 2013 coup, where military crackdowns on protesters led to thousands of deaths and injuries. We find that in the immediate aftermath of this violent coup, the incidence of Egyptian cab drivers in New York cheating customers drops by nearly 50%. While further research is needed, it seems that immigrants shift their worry away from their own daily difficulties to the turbulent struggles of the people in their country of birth. Additionally, their levels of empathy rise towards people in their new country. These results suggest that the immigrants currently streaming out of conflict-torn countries like Syria, Afghanistan, and Ukraine are particularly inclined to behave honestly, critical knowledge that can help inform immigration policy experts, labor authorities, and the general public across the United States.
That was Thomas Schoffe of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.